Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
For our viewers, Kevin is starting the show by dancing in the studio. So
he's like searching for air fives right now. It's really good. I'm loving it.
I love it.
It's not like fist pumping like Jersey Shore. It's like air pumping.
So now he's copying the dance moves of Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Honestly, really good, Kev. Ooh, he gave it a nice straight face.
Impressed. Oh, Kevin's coming back.
He's coming in, trying to the chair.
Coming in hot.
He was priming.
And there he is.
Here he is. They're amazing. I love them.
You guys, listen to me. You hear this and you know.
You need blue pants like that.
Yeah,
I will get the pants. I'm going to do the makeup, the mullet, the whole thing. I'm all in. It's Friday. It's your day. We fooled them again. So you know what you tell your partners, your bosses, your siblings, your others, your employees, your employers. You say, you tell them, you know what?
This is my day.
You say, I want to make you mine or mine, obviously. But now you say this. Give it up.
Give it up.
Right? Because it's your day.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my goodness, we fooled them again. I made it through another week, but I am saying that I had to do that dance in here because I'm losing the ability to speak English. I am so tired. And I had to do this fast for like blood tests, so that probably didn't help an already like tired person. Pooji, do not be humble, my little angel.
There she is.
Atta girl. See those backup dancers? I can do what they do.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah. Easy.
I love them.
Let me get caffeinated.
Wow, you guys really have to watch this video if you haven't.
So you like this song, Kelsey?
I'm loving it.
So Casey and the Sunshine Band, huge in the 70s, and this was their like 80s hit, his like little comeback in the early or mid 80s.
Really great.
Yeah, 83, 84. Great song. Probably 83. Oh, look at that little strut.
It's so good.
Anyhow, my goodness, children, it's wonderful. Were we together? Have we been together? When's the last time we were in studio together?
A couple weeks ago.
It wasn't last week.
No.
It's all a blur, kids. I'm going coast to coast. A lot of humans for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I love, and they're all wonderful humans, but I realize even coming to back to L.A. and like the house is just swarming, and it's like...
A lot.
You know, we have like Hell Wednesdays here, you know.
Oh, yes.
Right? So we have landscapers. We've got the pool guy. And then I made the mistake of, I have my new car wash friend. So car wash is on Kev. So we're getting doing Pooji's car, Kelsey's car. We're doing Violetta's car.
Very grateful.
Listen, kids, I am just saying, maybe it's just me, but, you know, the Cadillac of minivans has seen better days. Between it being Max's personal vehicle now. Yeah. He's got his giant bed back there. There's just hair everywhere. But Martine just has it just spotless.
Martine.
And just I don't know. I like got in and I'm like, I'm really falling. I've rekindled my romance with my,
wow,
with my teen,
with my minivan.
Oh, yeah. Teen.
Yeah. With my team. No, I didn't have to rekindle. I love you guys. I love it.
I thought you were saying you rekindled your love with Martine.
Oh, with Martine. Well,
it's like you never thought of love.
No. Martine's come. No. Listen, he's new to the squad.
Ah. Oh, he's new.
I haven't thrown bunny ears at him. I have not set squad goals. Uh-oh. I haven't done. Oh, I don't want to. We don't want to scare him.
We don't want to.
Not yet.
But yeah. I just was like, listen, you know, rather than me having to come down here all the time. He had like a little side business at the car wash I go to. And I was like, why don't you come up the house and knock out, like, make a nice, they'd say back east, make a nice day's pay. Come up and as poor lights fall on Poogie. Oh my God.
Yeah, if there's any noises, the lights are falling.
Yeah, we are a little bit. So we are. Yeah, we're a little bit out of whack. This, we have a curriculum today for RGF.
Wow.
However,
that's exciting.
So it's not an RGF zero, but I will say, I do notice as I audit these shows back, you know, when I'm hyper caffeinated and I'm just on caffeine and adrenaline, I you'll hear lots of likes in your nose and butts, as I've said before, but then other things, I'm dropping sentences out. Like in my brain, there's a sentence or two. And I'm like, wait, what I said just doesn't really make sense. So I apologize. So I
feel like most of our listeners speak Kev now, though. So
yeah,
I feel like it's okay.
Yeah, because they've been converted
to mental patients like me.
No.
Anyway, so that's why I did my little prime. Come here. You hear that breathing? My goodness, children. I've been working. I found a functional medical doctor in Connecticut.
Naturopath, no? Or is naturopath. It functional?
Yeah. But like Dr. Kim, she was an ER doctor. So I always like when they're like the Nayers. You know, when you have the Western degree, but then you go, wait, we got to go beyond this.
Yeah.
And she shared, got a lot of great stuff. I was like, do you mind if I take notes? Because there was stuff I heard that I really want to share with you guys.
I love it. That's how my naturopath is too. And I find it makes a massive difference.
Yeah. Define even what naturopath is. Because once again, I'm so all in that when they're like, oh, go to this person, you'll get better. Great, done. Let's go.
So naturopath is a little bit different than, say, like a functional medicine doctor, which they're both a little more Eastern skewed. But naturopath is very like herbal, holistic. They're very much about like the supplements and that sort of stuff. Like they won't put you on medication. I don't even know if they can prescribe a medication versus like a functional is a little bit kind of between the two, if that makes sense.
More importantly, in RGF bonus, there was a message from Wo Vicky that came in that really want to share with everyone. It's very important. I sent it to both my nieces and I'm like, you know, it's like people tune into Better Together. Like I needed today's episode. This just really speaks to me. And Wo Vicky just put out this message and it just, I needed it. It really spoke to me. So we'll be sharing that in RGF bonus.
Nice.
I'm so excited.
Right?
I have something for RGF bonus. We did our party bus. I know.
Why do I have to do the curriculum?
That's okay. We have to earn that. No, we don't deserve to be on the party bus, Kelsey.
Yeah,
we don't. We have to earn that. Wait, I need to hear. How many people did we get on the bus?
I think it was like 14 or 15.
Wow.
The click's about 15 deep?
Yeah, well, so this was some click members.
Some alt members?
To
the click.
Some alt members.
Some new members. It was for a birthday, so we had a birthday.
Thank you.
So we had to, you know, invite other people as well. But it was lots of fun.
And we bought, so you took the, and you had all the disco lights going in the front, right?
Yeah. So we started in WeHo. We surprised him. So he came on the bus and he was like, oh my God. He was very shocked.
And he has the same birthday as Queenie Maria.
June 8th. This was on Wednesday.
Okay.
And so we started in WeHo and then we went to Santa Monica to the bungalow.
God.
And but we it was fun because it wasn't super crowded at that point. And we kind of had a lot of the place to ourselves, but there was still a DJ. So it was like, we got to enjoy.
Excellent. And then what? And then back to the party bus?
We went to the party bus and then we went back to Santa Monica or to WeHo.
Right.
To the Den.
Love.
Which we love the Den.
Love the Den.
And Wednesdays at the Den is karaoke.
That's it is.
And Wine Wednesday.
Yeah, it is.
And I didn't know it was Wine Wednesday.
Hate my life. Go ahead, Fuji. Then what?
So we did lots of karaoke. and we made lots of friends. There's lots
of I'm all about new friends.
Yeah, it was fun. It was
Ernesto the bartender there?
Yes, because so you know how you're friends with who's the
Of course
owner?
Kelsey's friends with Ernesto.
He's the best. Ernesto's the
I
best.
I have no friends.
Your friend.
I love here. I want to live vicariously through the clique and obviously Kelsey with Ernesto, but this is not easy.
Jeremy, the owner, is friends with my friend.
Oh, Jeremy's He's friends with your friend. Money sticks with money. So Kelsey.
Just frequent. They just go all the time. So they got to know Jeremy, and Jeremy was DJing. Like, he was the one.
His wife usually DJs.
Doing the karaoke with like everything. Yeah. So he got to bump us up. So we got to go whenever we wanted.
Nice.
And then we ended at like their apartment, and then we just all hung out.
Wow!
I mean,
what an evening!
The clique rose to the occasion.
We did.
The party bus was clearly a success.
Very successful.
And this probably brings me to my reunion, because you know, as much as we'd like to think we have helpful takeaway on the show, and as much as we're trying to help each other and the people who tune into this, you know, it really just still comes down to one thing.
What is that, Kevin?
Being popular.
That's the most important
you
thing.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You,
and likes.
I know. And likes. I need my likes.
And
yes,
likes.
I want my likes. Yeah. It's all about the guys. Shh, all right, calm down. It's all about the likes. Listen. Now, listen. Don't tell Queenie we said this.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all about, what is it like? Life's happening for you, not to you, blah, blah, blah. All these things. Great.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's great. But end of the day, guys, it's all about being popular and
likes.
I know. That's forgot about the likes, Kels. Thank
you
for reminding me.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome.
Seriously. Well, I'm getting the chills because I ran into a bit of a crisis at this reunion that involved, And again.
Uh-oh.
Because you guys don't love me the way I love you. Remember when I would text Pooj and she'd be like, my boss just texted me.
Oh my goodness.
And she back,
I'm never going to live that down.
So went,
no.
Ooh.
I did not. I said, OMG, that's so cool. I did not write ew.
Ew.
I was just confused because I was like, is Kevin okay?
Why is my boss texting
me? It's 11.
Yeah. Ew.
That is not what happens. But I understand that I'll never live it down, and I've accepted
it. I have a couple things.
I've made
Don't
peace.
Worry.
Oh.
Like Kevin putting the magnet on my phone.
Oh, I
heard
that.
So many good ones.
Yeah, I put a magnet on the back of her phone to make her life convenient. And when I tell you the heart palpitations on Kelsey, that something was being done to the bejeweled case. Like, she was like, okay, breathe, Kelsey.
I would have had the same reaction.
Yeah,
Thank you.
And now you can't even live without
the
magnet.
I love it so much. I mean, that's a regular guy tip right there. I don't know if you've ever shared that one.
That is a good tip.
Yes. You guys, get any of those there's devices for your cars that allow you to use a magnet to attach it to any of these devices. Some of them are in your, some of them you can attach to your window, some you can attach to your dash, others you can attach to the vent, which I don't love as much. But you put a magnet on the back of your phone, which attaches to that, but now they have cases that have the magnets on them.
That's right.
And then, listen, if you guys go this far and you want to comment on Patreon about our show, about Regular Guy Friday, or on Better Together, I will send you the plans on how you can make a home version, which we use all the time here,
I still think that you should.
Do you have it at your house?
Hell yeah. I use it
Pooji,
every single day.
If you start working at home, I got to make you one too.
Yeah, no.
They're the best. Have.
Yeah, right?
I use it for everything. FaceTiming, recording myself, doing stupid shit, whatever.
Need to get one.
Yeah, because again, you have it. Now, let's go back to what we talked about just between us, you know, Regular Guy Fridays. Mm-hmm. When you have the home version, I have it at the right height. So you look good enough so you can get
the right selfie.
The likes. Thank you. Close,
right.
Kelsey.
Okay.
The likes.
No, you need the good selfie first.
So we want, right. So
selfie
it all goes
likes.
Back to the same thing.
Right.
Oh my God, my head's pounding, guys.
Reunion.
So I'm at the reunion and, I'm just so nice. I mean, like people I hadn't seen in decades that I would probably never see again.
Yeah.
And it was really good. Everyone was very warm and receptive and just fun. And there's something about that campus for all of us that went there. I don't know what it is. This is something very, very special. And, they always have seniors that they hire to, you know, drive the golf carts and get people around. And
like college seniors.
Yes. And of course, you know, because I want to be
popular.
Thank you. I'm always like, hey.
Hi.
Hey, seniors.
Oh, my God.
Hey, seniors.
And so, you know, what we do here, we're always making new friends.
Of course.
It's funny. In the carny business, there was my friend Joe had this, his Uncle Jack. And all Uncle Jack was about was making new friends. Except he really wasn't about making new friends.
Oh.
Yeah, but he was. Everybody's friend, just charming. Yeah, but it was all to, you know, it was all to just suck you in to con you out of something.
Oh.
Yeah, but on the surface, always on the hunt for new friends. Oh, hey, buddy, look at this guy. You're looking good. Yeah, how's school? I graduated 7 years ago. Yeah, good. You're studying? Yeah.
No. Jack.
No, you just learn to go along. Anyway, no, so I'm... I see this group, and they call them the Golden Assemblyans at St. A's. They're the elderly alumni. And I just saw a group of the volunteers around the elderly alumni, and taking them out to the dance floor and dancing with them. And I was just confused. And I had to pull one aside and be like, well, you know, well, who's recording this?
Oh.
Like, what? Like, how come no one's, this is like a moment.
For TikTok,
like, there's
right?
a lot of, yeah, there's a lot of likes and, either like you guys this pretending to be good people because you guys, your generation is so far superior morally and ethically than our generation. I'm like, this is your, don't you want to show that for the likes? And just the head kind of tilted like Max's does to me when I talk to him too much, my dog. And they were just so pure.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's, and I grew very concerned.
Uh-oh.
No, guys.
Please explain.
Well, because I just said, hey, queens, the hand, all of it.
None
they didn't
it.
Know how to talk with their hands, Kelsey.
Oh, no.
They didn't know how to, like, say bye, be
wow.
nothing. They were, and I'm it's now,
stressful.
How are these poor kids going to go out into the world?
Without this important information.
Yes. So that's where we have to come in.
We have
so
to.
So, of course.
Nice, yeah.
We have the invite to go party with them in the senior quad. They're like, no, you have to come back. Like,
nice.
So the school is like, all right, yeah, I'll go speak for you guys, whatever. I'll do your little dance on the, you know, 3 o'clock on a Friday. But
right.
then, but I think,
partying on the
no,
clock.
But I need Kelsey. Here's why I need both of you. Because Pooj, now Kelsey's aging out, that they
true.
May look at her. I don't think so.
I think they'll
see her as cool big sis.
Yeah.
But I'm nervous. You're still young enough where you could go there.
Okay, yeah.
Just to, and then, Kels, you're going to move in and you got to teach them like how to talk with the hand, how to argue with the hand.
Hell yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't F with that.
No.
All the, yeah, all of it. Yeah, because they don't understand.
Ugh.
And I'm really concerned.
Yeah, I'm scared for
I'm
them.
Yes.
Yeah.
How did they react when you did it? Were they just like, what are you doing?
No, they were cracking up. But backing up, it was so really beautiful to see.
Oh.
They just were so sweet. They actually reminded me of you guys and Maria. You know what I mean? Like it was, they genuinely were doing everything they could to make these old people feel happy. And then also they were on the edge of their seats talking to the old people and really receiving the info.
Oh, that's great.
That's
so
really, cool.
really like all after the jokes were down, I'm like, all right, I need to know how mom and dad raised you. Cause why are you human? Because then I started thinking about the last decade at AfterBuzz. And, you know, like everyone in my world has just stayed 22 to 29, which is probably why, you know, I'm like the kook that I am. So no one's ever changed. You know, people, you know what I mean? Like the kids move on, they get other jobs. Are we going to take a break? I think we have someone at the door. Yes.
Can I open it for Dimitri?
Yes, of course. Open it for Scamitri.
Scamitri, and should we take a break?
Let's take a break. And I'm sorry. This seems like it's been an RGF zero.
No.
We're learning.
But
a
when
lot.
We come back, yeah, we are actually.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, we will be right back.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
Have you heard this song before?
Yeah.
Pooji, have you heard this?
No, but I like it.
Jay Giles, Boston Bin, the late great Peter Wolf.
I like it. My blood runs cold. My memory has just been sold. My angel is the center. Look at those girls.
Well, then, now then, where were we? Life is happening for you, not to you.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about the Queenie Bee Day.
Yeah.
That was interesting. But yeah, no, it was really nice to see just such good kids up there. And
that's great.
Yes. Yeah. And like I was saying, oh, well, tell me about your parents. Like, all very strict. I'm like, okay. No surprise. But it was just nice to see. But we will, go there, the three of us. We will do a remote show there. And, yay. Kelsey, you will help them learn how to, you know.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. We'll they didn't know how to argue with the hands. They didn't know. Yes. They didn't know.
Damn.
No selfies. Nothing.
Damn.
Wow.
No soft smile, peace sign.
Come
like
on,
nothing.
You guys.
They're
gonna be lost in the real world.
Hey queens, hey betches. Wow. They were just
this is
none of it.
Important stuff, guys.
Yeah.
Damn.
These are the important lessons.
Good thing we're here.
Yeah. Well.
Good
right.
Thing they have us.
Doing
thing
the
they
good
met
work.
You.
Always here to serve. That's us.
Right.
That's us. That's
just want to serve.
Doing God's work.
Doing the Allah's work. Yeah. Maria's B-Day. Interesting twist. Couple things. Maria's had the day. She was a little off her game. Some things, and, I, I'll take it through some steps to remind her, you know, why not to be like that. But yeah, it's funny because we've known each other so long that, you know, Captain Lou Albano as a manager doesn't really work with her. She has to hear from other people. But I will say this. What was interesting is we went to dinner with some friends, and Maria, like somewhere in the dinner, maybe it was before, after the meal, Maria just pulls out all these cards. He goes, "This is for you. This is for you, this for you, this for you." And I got one. We all got cards, like, about what we mean to her.
Aww.
On her birthday.
Oh,
that's so nice.
Isn't that cool?
So yeah, that's nice. Really cool.
And everyone there was like, wait, what? And then, you know, I paid because I don't know how to not pay. But they were like, wait, we wanted to, you know, I said, no, like, we're just so grateful we have you guys in our lives. Nice. And you've all been amazing. Everyone there was amazing, has been amazing to us over the years. But I just thought that was really cool that Maria did that. Well, it's a real, really cool. No really one would see that coming. And while it is great to be celebrated, that's just kind of nice to do. I thought that was just a shout out. If you have a birthday and you kind of want to, and you feel the same way, you're grateful for who's in your life.
Cards are so special too. It's like, I fully believe in the, like, actually physically handwriting a card goes such a long way.
Yeah.
I keep all my cards.
Yeah, me too.
I think they're the best presents.
Yeah.
Me too.
I have both your cards in my office. I have like Juliet, who used to do tomorrow show with me. Kelly used to do tomorrow show with me. I have the cards from them hanging up. So, and then I always keep them.
So sweet.
Yeah. I obviously think that's a better present. I mean, with Maria, you know, I went and got her flowers and I wrote her a card, but it's just like, you know, it's hard because she has everything. And if I were like her lawyer, buys her the best presents, and let's just say I went out and wanted to spend all that money on a bag, I don't have his taste. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not me. It's not my genius. I don't think I would be able to get her what she would want, and she'd probably want to return it or whatever. So, you have to find other ways.
I always like the sentimental gift route.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I like when it's like more. Obvious that you've been listening. You
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
it can be like a physical thing.
Things, or like even like little Poogie. I love my baths and she got me some amazing like bath bombs I still use. You know, it's like.
It shows someone's listening.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, you know, just like little things. Oh, I want more of this in my life. And you're like, oh, we could get a gift. You know, I don't know. Just when you show you're listening. Exactly. The sentimental.
That you and that you see somebody.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So when I was at the Connecticut doctor, the Connecticut what do we call
naturopath?
It? I think functional.
I think she's a naturopath. Only because that's what Queenie said.
Is that what Queenie said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see with the subs, though. I don't know. We'll see if she's going to be big on that stuff. I don't know. But one thing she said that you guys may say, well, that sounds obvious. But to me, it didn't. And it really hit home with me. So I want to share it. She said, you can't get better in the environment that made you sick. And so, and by environment, she means physical environment, but also your emotional environment, like who's around you. And that just really hit home with me because I think that's been part of my problem.
Yeah.
Is, you know, and she said, listen, you can do all the other things outside yourself, but, you know, it's at the end of the day, you can eat right. You can do all these other things, but if you don't change the environment that made you sick, there's nothing, no diet, no medicine, nothing. And I was like, wow. And that really hit me. And then that led into a conversation about Los Angeles where she was saying NASA has like, you know, photo intelligence to show how much like electromagnetic unhealthy is coming out of this city more than any other city in our country. And is actually polluting the rest of the country. And then she was talking about how the Google, you know, the Google places, the Google workplaces that, you know, we all love and want to work at, and they've got nap pods and this and that. Well, guess what? All that fiber optic wire there, it's something like 100 to 1,000% increase in cancers, autoimmune diseases.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, no, it's crazy. And she's like, well, I think she, you know, she'd been 2 years with COVID, she was like, listen, I had to stop a lot of my businesses, but then I just started researching it. And this is someone who graduated from med school at 26. Brilliant girl. I mean, like, talk about the universe rewarding. Because the one reason why we always were, like, hesitant about the Connecticut area is, like, you know, we have such good health care. well, our doctors are such our friends here in LA. And then look at boom. And, but she's like, why do you think Elon Musk is trying to go to Mars? He knows. He's like, but it's us. We want 5G, 6G. And I was like, wait, stop. I'm like, of course we want that. Like, let's not get crazy.
Yeah, come on. Now.
Yeah.
Come on.
Because at the end of the day, guys.
It's all about the likes.
Yeah, you know, I'm not getting likes on a 3G phone.
Hell no.
Right?
Absolutely.
You need your LTE.
Oh my God. Speaking of which, you guys, I was at.
Your phone's over here.
I was at a monster meeting, like monster meeting. And like, I'd never been in a meeting this big with this level of people. And I just did a quick scan of the table of everyone's phones. And you just see my iPhone 6, three renovations later, there's literally, like the plastic of the case is actually, some of it's like physically rubbed off.
Oh my
this
gosh.
Paint.
And that's
on
even
it,
a new case.
Right. And I'm just, and I'm like, I just slowly put the hand on the table and the palm covered it. And I just slid it right off.
That's so funny.
Anyway, but yeah, she was, that really hit home. And then, so that she was like, listen, the area where it happened to be in Connecticut, it's one of the purest. And she was telling me other places in the country that are, I think if you're not one of the, listen, if you have control of getting out of, you were saying with your parents who are you, Kelsey, both your parents are super health nuts, super athletes, eat well, and both got cancer, and you guys live right.
Yeah. Well, they both grew up. My mom grew up in San Jose, so Silicon Valley, right? Literally down the street from Apple when everything was coming in, like Tech Nation. You drive down there and there's literally cars that drive. It's crazy, you guys. And then my dad grew up there. I mean, he didn't grow up there, but he lived there most of his like adult life. And yeah, both of them.
Yeah.
Super, like you said.
Listen, I don't want to say to scare anybody. Yeah, like, you, listen, I mean, if you, but I do think we have to start looking for workarounds if you have to be there.
Yeah.
So she's saying metal roof is good. And, you know, I don't know if it's EMF, whatever the EFT is, that the, whatever it is. Yeah. I'm sure there's workarounds, and but I encourage people to look into it. I think for me, I think more people are going to live. I mean, listen, old people live in two places, right, annually.
Florida.
Right. It's like Florida and wherever the snow is.
Yeah.
But I think more of our generation is going to do that, too. So, you know, be in Connecticut and then here when we need to be. But it really resonated. And then, you know, it went further for me because I have been saying, you know, I'm not as in tune as, say, the people come on this show or Maria. I'm a regular guy. But in regular guy speak, I've been saying forever, Kelsey, to you, I don't know, Kelsey, the energy is just frenetic. It's just all frenetic. I don't know what it is. Like that's really what I was speaking to, I think, is the traffic, the wires, the this, the that. And again, we've talked about this on the show before. When you're young, it's okay. Your body's more resilient. You're not as aware. So have fun. Have at it. Like, it's a rite of passage. But I think you just hit an age where I'll tell you, and I was telling this to the doctor too, and I've probably said this before too, but somewhere, God, probably about a year ago, I was on my scooter and running some errand. You know, we have those electric scooters, and sometimes just faster. I like jumping on that thing rather than having to park. And I'm zipping along, and I'm like, oh, look on the sidewalk. There's a body. And I'm like,
what?
Okay, let me just.
Oh my God.
Let me just lean around. Let me just like, and literally I'm see this, like, okay, let me not say body. Let me just say a person curled up like on in the fetal position, just on the side, lying on the street, on the sidewalk. And you guys are looking at me horrified, but you see this probably every day when you're, I shouldn't have worded it that way. Cause all I saw was what you normally see.
Yeah.
And so I'm driving, I go, so I just, you know, lean the scooter to the side and just do a nice little hook around them and carry on my way. And then I'm like, what the hell's happened to me? Like, there might be a dead body.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let me just hook around you. Okay, perfect. Ding, 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 ding. I'm like, and I, that's when it hit me. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, what have I become with the city? And I came back and it was a young girl and she was just smiling and shaking. And I got like tremble, and Maria says, "Kevin, no, she's on a drug trip." So I just left some money. I didn't know what else to do, and she just had this big grin as I gave her the money. Yeah. But I just, that's what ends up happening. And like when you're around that environment, you just become desensitized.
Yeah.
And I don't think I think it, and I really do get that you can heal in that environment. So I don't know, it just really hit me. So if you're in environments, and it could be physically toxic, but also just could be emotionally, I think it's something to consider. And I still feel the emotional component, you know, from Dr. Kim to Dr. Joe Dispenza, Dr. Kim De Ramo, and, you know, and this Dr. Allison I'm working with, the minds say, and our emotions say in our illness, I don't know how to get through to people. So even Maria's like, I eat right, I do this. Why? I'm like, well, Maria, you know, like all the traumas from your past and then all the toxicity you dealt with. And then, you know, being this kind of much more of a pure soul coming into this dark business and then, you know, being thrashed and terrorized. Now, I'll never forget this girl at E that had a brain tumor. I probably told the story before. And Maria and I rushed to her side because we had the whole brain tumor manual. When everyone left the room, I leaned in and said, Tom, because it was everything else. What are you eating? No sugar and all. Okay, great. So left the room, I said, tell me about work. And she said, oh, it's not as bad anymore. Now, mind you, this isn't 23-year-old Pooja, which would be bad, but okay, you got to cut your teeth as a kid. Oh, fine.
Yeah.
27-year-old Kelsey, still... Okay, I kind of get it. You're cutting your teeth. Although,
right.
Come on. No, she's 44.
Oh.
And then, and this is where I start getting angry, outstanding at her job. Mm. And she said, after she said that part to me, she said, I'm only in the bathroom crying once a week.
Oof. Oh, my God.
And when I just saw red. And yet... Forget like the indictment I could take on the business and eat on the idiots, which I really want to vibrate high, so I'm not going to go there. But I think these are the things, and especially as women, you have to explore. I had friends that I saw this week that, you know, their body parts were just in so much pain, and only to find out that the dad had Parkinson's and she'd been taking care of the dad for like years and she'd taken it on. Like Maria took on the tumor.
Yep.
From her mom. And I hope Pooja, your generation will really wise up to that. You know, the emotional component involved in your illnesses and things.
I think so.
I don't know. I don't.
I hope so.
I don't know. Because I know when I try to explain it and I can even show evidence to the women, they're like, yeah, but I still need to, if I'm not bleeding for my kids and my husband or my partner or my family, I'm not enough. You know what I mean? Like they don't, there's some kind of.
But there's so much more talk about that now. It's a lot more
I feel like we're just scratching. Here's the thing, Pooch, only because I'm talking to like the generation that is, your generation is not physically affected yet. Yeah. Emotionally you are. And the physical things are going to come faster for you. You'll see. And I hate to say that. But, you know, the people I'm talking to that are afflicted right now, that it just kind of goes over their head. It's like, yeah, but I got to go work harder and do more for everyone else.
It's such a pattern that I don't think.
It is a pattern.
When it's scary to break a pattern, you know, especially if it's a way you've been living forever. And it's like, even if it's bad now, it could be worse,
right.
Which it won't be, but you think that. So,
I don't know how to break it. Like I said, as a guy, anger works for me, but that's limiting results, but at least it's something to shake you.
Yeah.
The other thing, you know, she said too, is it with me, but you're saying this about, you know, some of these toxic places, your field is not letting you generate power. Mm. Hmm. So what's happening with my body oh my God, you would love this. So she saw all my blood work and she was like, and because UCLA has done a really good job, and Dr. Arnon is amazing. She's like, I can't believe the test he's run. Like, he ran everything
in depth.
But she said, you renovated all the, she kind of a 20 something year old, like, he's a gym trainer. He's like, he can't get out of bed. He's literally in bed all day with the same blood work as you. I said,
oh my God.
I said, well, here's the thing. You didn't test for dragon's blood.
Right.
And I said, I don't think you understand Italian blood. And she goes, wait a second. I actually do understand Italian blood. I have an Italian husband. And it's okay. He's crazy. And then she goes, as is his mother.
Oh my goodness.
And she's like, okay, yeah, I get it. I go, yes, it was funny. So when we go back to our college, they're cool. They let us go live back in the dorms and the apartments. So you feel like you're in college again.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's so
it's so cool. So our friends of our girls, and guess what, Pooja? They were younger. They were two classes younger. So they were more like little sisters.
Okay.
So couldn't officially be a clique.
Okay.
But I actually think now I'm having a aha moment, Oprah.
Okay. Oprah.
I think I might be able to have a clique back there.
I think
like
I
this group, do. This group with our group. But anyway, that group was above us. Okay. And there was one of the friends who was, as the party's raging upstairs, the after party, she was cleaning, doing the clean as you go party program that I like to practice.
Right.
And I looked at her and I go, I didn't know you were Italian. She's like, yeah, 3/4. You didn't know that? I'm like, no. And when she came down to mine to get the speaker system out of my place, she was like, wait, an hour ago, this was a disaster. And we moved the party up to their place. I'm like, Italian. This is what we do.
I love that.
Crazy Italians. That was, just that was mad Italians. Just mental patients.
My grandma, you wouldn't ever see. Oh, not a spot. That woman was always
cleaning.
Listen,
we are very
moving.
Useful. But we tend to drain. But anyway, she was saying, my battery's not really able to generate power. So like I can get like a quick blast off of a coffee. And even Maria's like, how come you did all this? You're so present right now. I'm like, I had a coffee. So it makes me. Mm-hmm. And then without it, I just. So we're working on stuff to, get the. Because she was saying, too, the other interesting thing, she's like, listen, Lyme disease and mold poisoning and candida. Yes, all that stuff, fine. It's in you. But the real problem is your body doesn't have the ability to flush it. She's like, a lot of people have those things. They don't even know it. But their bodies can get rid of it. And yours, you've cooked it. So it doesn't right as of now, have the ability. So I just thought that was,
kind of interesting.
But let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about, why nothing dark today should surprise you, trusting the data. And, hopefully we'll get to forcing versus doing, but listen, it's going to be much more important to hear from Wovicki in RGF bonus. So we'll just we'll skid through all this other nonsense and get us to some Wovicki. I promise. Je promis. That's French, Kelsey. You know French. I'm multilingualist like Captain Lou.
Multilingualist?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Many languages, people. What? You didn't know that?
No.
Oh. Wow. French, amazing. Espanol. Yeah. Someday we have to cut together Captain Lou speaking Spanish. Fiji or Samoan. He does Japanese and he does a little German. Yeah.
Wow.
Captain Lou.
Lou.
Who knew?
All learning all the lessons. We'll be right back. Happy Friday.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tí eches? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair.
Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished. I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
She's the best. I love
Kelsey.
Them.
No one is cooler than you, Kelsey.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Please, Allah, don't let us take the cool out of Kelsey with this stupid job and us all being serious.
Your eyes are full of hesitation. Your lips are
I just love them so much.
I wish I could see her.
Oh, you can't. You can't see her in the booth.
I'm just bopping.
She's just doing bobbing. The Kelsey.
I love it.
I was doing these moves at the in Chicago the other weekend.
What's that?
When we were, I said I was doing these moves. Oh, I was in Chicago the other weekend with my friend. That he dragged me to a gay bar, and I was doing these.
Oh, yes, sir. I can boogie.
You see? I'm getting the strength back, kids.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God, it's...
I can boogie.
Boogie, boogie.
Oh, it's boogie, boogie. God.
All night long on this Friday night. And by the way, it's Pride weekend here in L.A.
That's right.
And I know you Pride little month. Brats are going to go be Pride-alicious.
I went to Pride last weekend. There's two.
It is two, yeah. And then yours coming in, too. The great Daria Baronetto, a.k.a. Sonya Deville. WWE's getting her a car.
No way. That's
yeah, so she's cool. Going to do the parade with the wave.
Downtown, right? Oh, my God. I want to go watch.
Find out. Just get in touch with her.
In Hollywood? I
yeah,
will.
Yeah, we'll get, again, connect with
yeah,
her.
Yeah, okay, I will. Connect me. I'm going to write that down.
There was a Ferris wheel at the WeHo one.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. Of course there was.
Yeah.
I got my phone stolen at the WeHo one my first year, so I'm not going to
yeah,
back.
Well, no. Kels, listen, these things happen. I could listen to this forever.
Yes. I can boogie.
It's funny, when I was up at the college, I noticed that the girls from the new clique, who were younger classmates of mine, underclassmen, they were on the back of this like long golf cart, and then my new squad,
of course,
was the seniors were in the front with me, and they're like, "How do you all know each other?" I was like, "Well, they were you before you."
Yeah,
that was my
that's
original
cool.
squad.
Nice.
Now this is my new squad.
Yeah,
I said they were queens. They didn't know they were queens. We didn't know they were queens.
Right.
Now everyone's a queen. And you guys, because you've been sheltered and your parents, you know, raised you to be humans, you don't realize that you're also
you're queens.
Queens.
Yeah.
I'm like, but.
Thank God you were there to teach them.
Well, no, Kelsey, I need you.
Okay.
You are the one who's going to be. Yeah.
Yeah, Kelsey, they need your help.
And Pooja, too. You're going to have to help, too. Facilitate.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah. Because I think you'll get their trust.
Yeah.
Kelsey may scare them.
Okay.
A little bit.
I usually scare people.
Everyone loves you.
I do scare people.
No, but popular people love you and don't get scared. But
that's
these are
that's
like,
true.
You got this is not, guys.
You
this
have to
is,
tread lightly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are like people who want to contribute, like genuinely contribute to the world, not contribute to get a like, which is what you should do.
Of course. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Something really wrong with these kids.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get them there. We'll get them there. Oh, my goodness. It's funny. I've been doing, working on Violetta's house, and it's going slow, but that's how these things go. And someone last night asked me, like, oh my God, why would you be doing that? And I'm like, let me just show you a photo I grabbed today. I should actually post it, you guys. Violetta's on the floor with lasering Max's arm. Mm-hmm. Max is there smiling. But if that's not enough, Chubby, Charlie, and Bobo are on top of her as she's sitting Indian style. She's got to hold
one
of them. The other two are on the lap. And then Winnie's over on the jealous on the little. No, she was, I got the picture, the video of her.
She's being jelly.
Oh, sitting in the on her like little bed on the couch, just being jelly donuts. But there's Violetta, God love her, with the can't do enough for Mama V. Yes. So last night, yeah, there was definitely some kooky, some really dear friends of ours, but you know, they get a little stunad. They get a little. These times make everybody, you know what I mean? Yeah, the news and this. And I always have to say to my mother too, I'm like, you know, if you go back to, you go look at some film footage of, say, 1932 Germany when they were hosting the Olympics. I mean, it looked like Boston in the late 60s. It was, you know, it was relatively advanced. It wasn't like we're going into the Stone Ages.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And to know that, like, you know, 8 years later, they would literally be carting off a race of people and gassing them. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, so when things are going on in our world today, in our country today, like, nothing should surprise us. Well, who do we think we are? We really think in 60 years we figured it out. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we're amazing. Not
everything's
us.
Change. Everything's fixed.
This, you know, yeah, no, it's just human nature. And if you keep studying it, you just see it. And it doesn't mean you put your head in the noose. It's just that's life. And, you know, that cliche of like you can't. Right. It's only through darkness you see light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that is true. But we shouldn't be surprised at that stuff because we shouldn't be thinking like, oh, my God, this is the worst time in the world. Like, no, it's always been challenging. Yes. Have we had times where we've probably been more numb? We've had nice little roles. Yeah, but at the end of the day, I don't know. There's just something about human beings. We have the propensity to, we create something good and then we ruin it. You know what I mean?
It's our specialty.
I like that. Yeah, I think everything, a lot of things start with good intentions, but then we mess it up.
Yep.
And that's just how it is. And, but I keep saying, you know, I was saying this to Dimitri, Maria's makeup artist. He had like a weird career thing happen this week and really got down about it. And I said, you gotta trust the data. And what do I mean by that? I'm like, well, let's look at the data of your career. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned there was a couple other really bad snafus he had. Some mistakes he made and others just the really bad, bad people in our business tried to hurt him because he's so pure and he's so good. And that our life in general, unfortunately, has you attract people want to snuff light out. Yeah. You know, I've been on jobs outside this business where the one person just comes in with the bright light and people are just so angry and miserable that they're like angry that you're that happy. And so they have to knock your light out.
Yeah.
But yet every time it's happened to Dimitri, he's come back 10, like 100 times way bigger career wise. Mm-hmm. I'm like, got it. When are you going to just trust that? Now he's young, so he won't learn, but it's yet, but he can learn now. And the same with Maria, you know, I'm like, keep going back to the data. And, you know, I thank God Ida Kendall got me to realize like, hey, like it was at one point in your life, you had no one in your life. You had no money. You had all sorts of people threatening you. It couldn't have been any more bleak. And then what ended up happening? Like, you know, because of that situation, everything skyrocketed for the better. And so I trust that data where it's like, well, no matter what happens, it's always going to be better on the outside. So it's funny with Ida. She's so evolved that she's like, Kevin, when I have my bad days now, I'm like, ooh, what good things coming?
Oh, wow.
After this, because something from always does.
Mm. Oh, wow.
You know, when you have those moments, because Maria was having them, and I'm like, and I was riding them out with Maria, saying to myself, but you'll see, like on the other side of this, and sure enough, backstage, like, boop, 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 you know, all these good things. But we shouldn't be surprised by the darkness, and we got to like trust the data and like, listen, if you're here, listening to this, something's right in your life, okay, that you have a phone or a computer or something, you know what I mean? Like something's right. Even during our conversation last night, like, okay, like, yeah, like the world's ending. Okay, great. How's that filet mignon you're eating?
Right.
How's that no sugar, high, whatever, no gluten, no carb, special cake the chef prepared for us?
Right.
How's that taste? I mean, like, stop. Because guess what? You want it bad? I can show you bad. And you can really have bad. Then what are you going to say? But, yeah, we focus so much, you know, on, oh, my God, tomorrow and this and that. And that. No. If you trust the data of your life, you got here, you made it this far, so you can make it through anything. And I, you know, because they're saying, well, how come you're not worried about the future? I'm like, I had my moments, but then I just realized, like, what's the point? I know that's easier said than done, but I, to be honest with you guys, I don't have enough to keep everything I have. I don't, and never work again. I don't, you know, but what's worrying about it? I mean, what's it going to do to me? Like, and I have taken measures mentally to keep my mind in a state of humility where I like my minivan and I like my truck and I like my Levi's and my boots. Like, so I've made it so I don't need anything more, you know, than that. So, and because I'm a hard worker, there's always going to be a role for me. There's always a place I can earn in some capacity. And then when you release from if you release from attachments to outcomes, which is recently what I've done, what's stopping you? You know, when you're not thinking like, I got to nail this. I have to sell this. I have to make this. I have to create that. If I don't do this, you get rid of all that stuff and it just makes life a lot easier, you know? But it was good because I feel like I got through. I mean, I'm hoping I'm doing. And that, you know, brings me to like, you know, forcing versus doing. And I feel like last century, which was 2 years ago, well, I was all about will and force.
Yeah.
You know, like will something to happen. You know, work 7 days, 7 nights a week. And while everyone else is sleeping, you'd be working. And that's the one thing you can't control. You can't control the other things. And true. But I have realized that when you do try to force those things, sure, you might get ahead being that way, but I think it's incremental. Like, I don't think it's, I think like maybe you get 10 or 15% further than you would if you were just present, did your best in the moment, you know, and didn't have the attachment to the goals and the outcomes and all those things, or didn't have that like insane drive. And I wonder, you know, with Maria and I, because we had all that and we were blessed because of it. But I wonder, you know, if I'd cut back even 25%, I think, like I said, maybe we'd have 5% less than we do. Maybe. But you never know. We may even have more. Because Maria makes this point too, because when you do that, when you just do rather than force, and you're just doing your work every day and you're happy and you're being present and you're enjoying your work and you're not thinking like, I have to be here or I have to do this, I have to get this, I have to achieve this, I have to achieve that. Maria's point is you start leaving room in your life for things to come in. So new things come in when you're like that. New opportunities come in. You go, oh, but we have friends we talk about all the time. Kel's friends I've trained, and they're going on that hamster wheel of like every day, every night, I'm not working hard enough. I can't make time for this. I can't make time for that. My job, my career, my career, my career, my career. And I think that they're blocking things from coming in. Now we have another friend who has given that up and it's just kind of floating. Takes a job when she gets it, doesn't, whatever. Now has made sacrifices, lives with the parents, which wasn't easy at first at her age. But you know what? Helping the parents, bonding with the parents at this precious time. But furthermore, because she's not attached to, I have to be here, I have to be married at this point, kids by this point, or career-wise here, or this, or I'm falling behind, or I'm not, you know, I don't get enough likes on social media, which again, she's being a little crazy on that, but I just let her in.
Right. Let that one slide.
But all these new things just keep happening because her life, because her, there's room for those things to come in. And I don't know. I think there's something to be said for that. And I don't feel like you guys, either of you, force. So, which is good. And I don't think, I think you love it and you're both having fun with it, but I don't think it's like, it's your life and that you can't live without it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. Cause it kind of, I mean, it just reminds me of like the conversation of surrender that we had with Maria the other week, and where I was asking her to like elaborate more on it. And then I was talking to Pooja after, and she was like, well, we both surrender. I mean, you surrender by like, when I left Extra, I didn't have a plan and I was just kind of like, all right, here we go. I'm going to go work at AfterBuzz and I'm going to, and then like, look where I am, you know, like that's a form of surrender. Pooja too. Like when she was leaving, when she was graduating and we didn't necessarily have a job opening, but she was like, it'll be fine. And it what? Look now. Like, these are all forms of it, you know? Yeah. So it's like, you don't force, I'm not like, I have to.
No.
That doesn't usually work.
You know, when the pandemic hit, I had, you know, a couple of bad things happened to me that really hurt my feelings. And my reaction was, you win. You know, and I just started saying that. You know, when I would deal with your generation who would, you know, intonate or tell me that I, you know, me, my age group and my race has destroyed your life, the world, whatever. Yeah. You know, I apparently, you know, having $1,000 phone in your pocket, I know that was wrong of me. Like I had something to do with that. Anyway, but the point is, no, I'm not making an indictment on that because, again, I'm really empathetic for why everyone feels the way they do and what the media has done to all of us and turned us against each other. And, you know, it's just a whole thing. But and I was in the moment too. I was hurt. So, you know, I was reactionary. But even my reaction was like, you win. You're right. I'm horrible. I'm a horrible human being. You're right. Forget, you know, like anything I've ever tried to contribute and try to improve our business. You're right. I'm exactly what you think I am. I'm garbage. You win.
Yeah.
And it was like out of anger. But then I kind of realized like now I was like, no, that's actually cool of me where I'm just like, life, you win. You win.
Surrender.
Put whoever you want. I mean, whoever goes in for president, fine. Whatever you're going to like tax or whatever you're going to put, it's fine. It's okay. I'm going to trust the data. I'm going to be okay no matter what. Mm-hmm. Anyone I know is going to be okay because I'm going to make sure of it because I've done that before too. And also knowing it's life. But again, it's just a surrender of like, yeah, life, you win. Like, okay, well, you win. Now you're happy. You won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But by doing that, it's, just more cool things just keep coming on the radar. Like, oh, what? Really? Are you sure it's this Kevin Undergaro they want to be with?
Do you have the right Kevin?
But there's definitely something you said for surrendering, understanding that this is life. Life's always going to have challenges, obstacles. And just like open a history book. If you think anything that's going on today is new or whatever or shouldn't happen or it's like I think just, and if it gets you that upset and you want to make a difference, well then I say be better in your microtransactions, help people where you can, be decent, be kind, be forgiving, be empathetic, understand why someone's angry, understand why, you know, someone's reactionary. Or try to.
Yeah.
And if you really want to like help, then God, help with education. You know? Help with education and let's educate the new generation. You know, in ways we weren't. But that's about that. Kelsey.
Is it time for Will Vicky?
I mean, listen, I had to like skate through all this stuff. I don't even know if this stuff made sense. You guys, my brain is mush and I've got to get back on a plane again.
Quick turnaround.
Yeah, you know, a quick turnaround and then probably back again. Yeah, I'm back again.
For the summer of heel.
Yeah, summer of heel, question mark. I think summer of heel for everyone around Kevin, but
no.
For Kevin, I don't know. Maybe I'm going to alter it to summer of pause.
I think there's pause.
No, you know what? For me, I just, I need some alone time.
Yeah.
I think that's really what it is. It's like, I need some alone time. By the way, oh, I forgot to say, guys, at the reunion, several people approached me that listen to Regular Guy Friday, but not because of me, because they know they're not for my classes. They just were fans of Queenie's, but specifically mentioned you two.
Aww.
Love Kelsey, love Pooja, like several different people.
That's so nice.
Who were saying that. Oh my God, how did I almost forget?
That's so nice.
To tell you. So I thought that was...
Thanks for telling us.
Someone asked me that the other day, actually, Kev. That's funny you brought that up.
What?
They were asking me about, I think it was like our relationship. I was like, well, Kevin and I really, we became close because we did the whole show. We literally like lived and breathed each other's air for a year. And they were like, was that how Regular Guy Fridays was born? Yeah. This is like a friend who's like not that close, not that close to me. And I was like, oh my God, are you a fan? They were like, yeah, I love Regular Guy Friday.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Isn't that great?
I'm telling you, we have to spin off.
I know.
We do.
Queenie won't release us.
I know.
We got to go big.
I know.
Like, we're just going to get too big.
No, that's what, no. You have here's the thing. If you break off and do a new feed, then you can go out to even newer fans. You get bigger, and then you know what happens?
What?
You become a parody of yourself, and then the fans turn on you and take you down.
Perfect.
Well, we already know what's going to happen.
Let's go.
So
it's
not like
we get upset. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. No, it's all part of it, which is fine.
We're in for the ride.
And then, you know, burn to the ground and then on to the next scam.
Amazing.
Then you have like a 5-year recovery period and then you try to come back again.
Yeah.
So, listen, I got some gossip on Ava Max, but I can't say.
What?
Yes.
Kevin!
You're going to tease us with that and then just not say anything?
I don't know. I'm like...
Should we get Dimitri? He's here.
No, I don't want to get Dimitri in trouble. Now you just even went further and out of him. No, I was just saying. It's funny because Dimitri, he was saying how he, he makes up his clients in the big giant master bathrooms of all their houses. And the guy... is in there showering or whatever. Because I was showering. It's like, it's just Dimitri. I don't care. Showering and he's making up Maria. And he's like, oh, yeah, if you knew every single, you know.
Stop.
Yeah, like guy, like boyfriend of the stars.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I guess Ava was just saying to him, don't look, Dimitri. He's like, I can't help it.
Oh, my God.
So funny.
That's amazing. That was a great name drop.
We had limited name drops on this.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
This is a tiring Regular Guy Friday, kids.
You got this.
Oh my goodness.
We're always wrapped.
We are. No, I love everybody here and I'm very grateful.
Thank you, Ava.
Here we go. You know, I don't know. I'd edit out half this show if I had the strength. But
you'd edit it out?
Yeah, because I'm sure I said something stupid and all that. Well,
I don't think so.
But try to remember this. We are here to learn from our mistakes.
Yep.
Help each other.
That's right. Have a
few laughs. Pretty simple formula.
Pretty simple.
Right?
Yeah.
Our Celtics.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Doing well. Crush it.
Another wormhole might be opening.
Oh.
Kelsey, you haven't been with me when a wormhole opened.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, that wormhole opens.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you got to go through it. But that's when things happen that aren't supposed to happen. When the Patriots won their first Super Bowl, when the Red Sox beat the Yankees, that was not supposed to happen. That's because a wormhole opened in the universe. And then you have to go through that. You know that's why I took Maria ultimately the decision to take her out of Entertainment Tonight and go to Access Hollywood.
I remember that. I know.
Because the Red Sox want to go, no, Maria, this isn't supposed to happen. She's like, what? I'm not a Red Sox. What are you talking about? And I had to give her the history. I'm like, this is not supposed to happen. It's a wormhole. We have to go through it.
Amazing.
And here we are.
But
it worked out.
As you guys will learn from Dr. Joe next week, he talks about, you know, being on the edge of the unknown. That's when the stuff happens. There you go.
Oh, I like that. Being on the edge of the unknown is when stuff happens. You know,
I
you
said
see?
It in a lamer way than
no,
you did.
No, I think
cool,
it was amazing, Kelsey.
Yeah. Thank you.
A minute of five of RGF Zero, and you just gave us like 200 calories.
Yeah. Woo! Yes,
nice go. Job. All right, you guys, listen. We'll let this play out, and we will be back with an important, life-changing message from Mo Vicky. And wherever you are, I'm telling you now, you're going to go, I needed to hear this. For the six, we have six people now who listen to RGF Bonus. Look at little Poozie's little head bobbing in the booth.
This is fun.
This is going to be the RGF Bonus theme song. So as promised, I want to qualify this. So Wo Vicky is now going by Victoria Rose because she's matured.
She's grown up.
Yes, well, listen, it's like Madonna. You have to keep evolving.
That's true.
And I really want to make this clear.
Like
I am personal friends with Wo Vicky. Mm-hmm. I want to make that clear. However, right. I do not want to diss Bad Baby.
Right.
The last thing I want is any bad blood with Bad Baby and Better Together.
Right.
Number one. Number two.
Do that for the brand.
Right? Also, I don't want to ignite the feud again between... right now, I think they're... It's
just have simmer.
They're not friends, simmer. But they're being civil.
Okay.
Whoa. Excuse me, Victoria Rose.
Victoria Rose.
And Bad Baby. Why, right. Why you guys have to laugh?
No, I was laughing at the song.
I was laughing
funny.
At Victoria Rose. Victoria Rose.
Okay. So, Kels...
Yeah.
I think you have to...
Aw, nuts.
Yeah. You know what, Kels? I might be able to find it on my phone. It's RGF Bonus, so we can just enjoy the music.
Yeah. We're trying to find the very important message
the
from Wo
very,
Vicky.
Yes, and Wo Vicky's very important message. As I said, it touched me, and I believe it will touch you as well. Okay. Poochie, bring that down. Don't worry. We'll have it on the way out. Okay. So this came into my feed, and it just spoke to me. So I sent it to my nieces, and they were like, yes, one honey. That's okay. Sure for 100%. Sorry.
I just want to let y'all beautiful women out here know that until you are married, you are single in God's eyes. God sees you as you are single. So all that boyfriend junk, that junk don't mean nothing. You better tell him to get right and stop playing with you because you're
yeah.
single.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I want you to hear it again.
Know that until you are married, you are single in God's eyes. God sees you as you are single.
Mm-hmm.
So all that boyfriend junk, that junk don't mean
nothing.
Amen.
See?
That's
okay.
The T.
Amen.
All right.
Amen, sister.
Did that not speak to you?
Yeah, she's preaching Hot Girl Summer.
Boyfriend joint, that joint don't mean nothing. You better tell him to get right and stop playing with you because you're single. I just want to let y'all beautiful women out here know that until you are married, you are single in God's eyes. Mm-hmm. God sees you as you are single. So
hell
all
yeah.
that boyfriend joint, that joint don't mean nothing. You better tell him to get right and stop playing with you because you're single.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that, Dr. Phil? Cash me outside. Poochie,
incredible.
Let's take us out of RGF Bonus. But I mean, did that not speak to you?
Honestly, it spoke to me.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Poochie, I saw you nodding.
Yeah, because she's right.
Right? She right.
She right. She right.
She right.
So, Poochie.
She's preaching.
Until they're going to give you the 5-day Indian wedding that you deserve.
Guys, I have another one this weekend in Malibu.
I know.
My family came last night.
Wait, the squad's here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And guess where we're staying? Where? 8 minutes away.
Really close. Yeah.
In Woodland Hills, my cousin got like all our cousins a house to stay in. It's literally 8-minute drive.
Wow. Is this going to be, will this be bigger than the other one?
No. So this doesn't really count. I mean, it counts, but it's a halfway wedding.
Oh, why just, ugh.
ugh.
Right?
Gross.
Right?
I know. It's going to be an Indian wedding, but like.
We have some neighbors. Listen,
how
you know how I
really
feel
be.
About the whites who live behind us.
Yep.
So we have this family that, like, it's a very ethnic neighborhood. And so a lot of different things going on, a lot of different music being played at all the houses. And, you know, it's the whites that just really...
They ruin it.
Ruin the vibe.
No, like, you guys, the people in their 40s, playing the hardest core game of basketball, like it's the NBA finals. Like, no, foul. No, you call it. Pick him up. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. And then, yeah.
Get out of here.
And the music choice too. I'm like, freaking whites. You know?
So when Michael B. Jordan moves in, maybe he'll tell him to zip it.
Yeah, he can be like,
no, you know what? I have a posse. We're ready to go to play the whites. No, I do. I have a group of ringers.
Oh, nice.
That we're ready to go take on the whites. Anyway.
One day.
But okay, that'll be fun, Pooch.
Yeah, I'm so excited for you.
Super excited. But Pooch, now you know. I don't care who you meet. They say you're the boyfriend.
That's right.
So you're married in God's eyes.
You're not my boyfriend.
You're
right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Please let me know the message resonated. So let me just quiz you.
Okay.
What did we learn from, Victoria Rose. Thank you.
We learned that until I'm married, I'm single in God's eyes.
Hell yeah.
Kelsey?
So if you got a boy, absolutely. So if you got a boyfriend, you tell him what you say. Stop playing.
Right.
And see, Kelsey's
using the hands.
Stop playing.
Oh, my God, Kelsey, I got to get you to St. Ace to help these kids. because Kelsey just knows how to stop playing.
Stop playing.
Stop playing. Now, Kelsey.
I can't see it, but I'm imagining it.
Okay, but Kelsey, how do you do like the, you take one hand and you kind of.
That's very Italian.
And you pound it into the, excuse me. It's palm to palm where I see the girl go, no, you need to.
Oh, yeah, one of these. It's like the end of the palm.
Okay, you take one hand, you tap it into the end of the palm.
That's right.
As you're, like on syllables.
Right.
Right? You need to,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Kels, can we have a conversation so I can see it? Can you bring back my RGF bonus theme song so I can take us out of here?
That's a great song.
Yes.
Kels, that was a
right from the beginning.
Song. That's a great song. I don't know.
I'm trying to think. Kels, how do I put... No, I have to put you on the spot so you can defend yourself.
Yeah. You can say Winnie's not my favorite dog. That is not true.
She's probably not happy about that.
She is my favorite.
Kelsey and Winnie.
Two peas in a pod.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm going on a date on Saturday, and I send him pictures of Winnie every day, and he says, I think I know that dog more than you.
Wait a second. We have date night?
Date morning. I don't do date night. Unless it's like
Good first date. Explain to me.
I like doing like a coffee date or something first. And then if I like the person, then they can have like an evening.
I like that scam.
Yeah, thanks. So we're doing a little walk and coffee.
And you love walks and coffee.
Exactly. It's my favorite thing.
And where do we meet this?
Dating app, Raya.
That's the elite dating app.
Yes, that's for people in the business.
I was kind of like, ugh, eye roll about it. But then he was let's get coffee and like do a little beach walk.
Yeah,
and I was
why not?
Wait, that is my jam.
Yeah, wow. That's yeah. Oh, he might be good.
I know.
Damn.
He's a little older too. He's like 36, I think. So but
in today's age, that's through 26.
That's 23.
Man, yeah, 24.
24. Yeah, also, almost my age.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. All right. Well, that'll be interesting.
But yeah, he's been getting pictures.
So next weekend.
Yeah.
Next week, we will hear about the date.
Yeah.
We will hear about the Indian wedding.
That's right.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go track down Daria.
Oh yeah. And go, and you'll have Pride weekend.
Wow.
So many fun things. So many great scams. So little time.
That's right.
You gotta get right. If he ain't your boyfriend, he ain't what? I forget the message from Mo Vicky. You guys, I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. No, I really do surrender. Everyone, you all win. I lose. I just want to go home. One time, I was saying this last night. There was a girl. I broke it off with her. It was right after my dad died. This girl I was dating casually. And I remember saying, listen, it's not the right time. I'm like, I'm really messed up. My dad and I just broke up with my other long-term girlfriend. Da, da. And she said, oh, okay. She's like, well, I think there's stuff you need to know about you. And then she proceeded to shred me. It was just like, you're insecure. Man. You don't know what you're doing. You're going to be a total failure.
Oh,
you know, your job, you're a carny.
She sounds like a jet.
And I just remember seeing the little digital clock behind her head. And it 13 minutes or 14 minutes had passed.
Oh, my God.
That's insane.
No, but I'll tell you, my insane response that I love.
Yeah, I remember.
And I want to share with you guys.
It's the best.
Because it must have been my dad, because I'm usually not that witty in the moment.
It was good, though.
She's like, you know, after she just tore me to a million pieces, I just went, can I go now?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That is perfect.
Her face was like,
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
That is like, so perfect.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Can I go now?
So good.
Oh, my God.
You guys, it's all good, baby, baby. All right, everyone, have a great and safe weekend. You guys, it's summer.
Woo!
Right? It's summer.
Summer, yeah. Maybe I think
two,
so.
Well, right? 2 weeks
close
of
enough.
Summer?
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
Nice. We'll be blinking, and those Christmas decorations will be at Lowe's in no time.
That's right.
Yay.
It's an exciting step forward, as the girl on Homecoming said, or whatever. Drop out. Wow. Listen to this. Oh, you're lucky.
Did
well,
a lock?
Well, Vicky got locked. Yeah,
oh,
God didn't want us to hear any more from Victoria Rose. Listen, message received.
Thank you, Victoria.
All right.
Pooja has to do it. Wait, what's our offer bonus? I forget.
Oh,
we out.
We out. I think it's we out.
We out.
We didn't even do Biden's bench.
Yeah, you have to do that one.
Come
no,
on,
you
Kelsey,
gotta do
please.
It.
But you're like in your like.
Yeah, you're mode. Back in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. With the chicken. Bye, betches.
Nice.
That was pretty good.
Nice.